Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome to the Q2 and H1 FY 2026 earnings conference call of Denta Water and Infra Solutions Limited. We have with us today Mr. C. Mruthyunjaya Swami, Chairman and Executive Director, Mr. Manish Jayasheel Shetty, Managing Director, Dr. H. M. Hema, Executive Director, and Mr. Sujit KR, Whole-time Director and CFO of the company. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. C. Mruthyunjaya Swami, Chairman and Executive Director, for his opening remarks to share with the audience of the company's performance in the Q2 and H1 FY 2026. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good evening to all my investors. I am C. Mruthyunjaya Swami, Chairman and Executive Director, Denta Water and Infra Solutions Limited. We from Denta Water and Infra Solutions Limited, a leading civil engineering contractor in the water infrastructure sector, announced a strong operational performance for the quarter ended September 30, 2025. The quarter reflected sustained growth in its core water infrastructure business, underpinned by disciplined execution and a robust project pipeline. Key highlights of our results as of September 30, 2025 are: revenue. We have clocked 742.69 million, up 53.8% year-on-year when compared to second quarter of 2024, driven by accelerated project execution and milestone completions in key water management contracts. Our EBITDA margin has remained healthy, that is 35.42%, in volume 263.07 million, reflecting continued cost efficiency and execution excellence. PAT margin has maintained very high level of 24.61% in volumetric quantity, which is 189.29 million, maintaining profitability despite inflationary pressures in material costs. Balance sheet. We have maintained a debt-light position with healthy equity base and robust liquidity reserves. Denta Water's core focus is on sustainable and high-impact water management projects. It has continued to drive revenue and profitability during the quarter under review. The company also made tangible progress in expanding its footprint across new geographies such as Maharashtra and Uttar Pradesh, in line with its diversification strategy into allied infrastructure domains, including railways and highways. And we continue to bag new orders, and we present a healthy order book, and we want to focus on water revitalization, groundwater recharge, sustainable infrastructure solutions. The company designs, develops, and maintains high-impact water infrastructure projects, enabling long-term water security and environmental security across all over India. Thank you. I will hand over mic to moderator.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Divya Daga from Vijit Global Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, I have a couple of questions. My first question is, can you provide me the order book and its execution timeline?
Good evening, Lay. Our order book as on today is 7347.39 billion, including the works which were already awarded and new projects which have been backed by us. Our timeline is usually up to 12 months for projects costing up to 100 crores. For work costing between 100 to 250 crores, it will be 24 months. For work more than 250 crores, it will be 36 months. Considering our overall order book, most of our projects do intend to complete either this year or in the year 2026-27. In addition to that, we are going to bag new orders, which will have its own timeline.
Okay. Thank you, sir. My next question is, as you have guided for 300 crores of revenue in previous quarter, but as you have already said that Q4 is our highest booking quarter, so can we expect 350 crores plus of revenue this year?
Madam, ours is an engineering product, engineering-based EPC contract and infrastructure company. Actually, our project finances do come based on efficient execution of the project. Definitely, we aim to achieve a good, healthy revenue. And as on September 25, our accumulated revenue is 141.54 crores. We will try to cross more than 300 crores.
Okay. My last question is, as for the half-yearly balance sheet, other current asset has increased from 38 to 102 crores. Can you provide the classification or the reason for such an increase?
Basically, our project involves execution of the work. Once we execute the work, it is basically a lift irrigation project for which we have to procure the MS pipe. We have to bring cement, aggregate and other raw materials. Once all these materials are brought into the site, we are enabled to have some revenue, say for 55% for supply of MS pipe. Once these pipes are supplied, we have to feed the pipes for gunating and inner port lining, for which we are eligible to claim under 15% to 20%. So we will claim the bill, we will send it to the department. Department will have its own procedure of scrutinizing the bill, verifying the quantities which we have supplied. So in that scenario, we mention that whatever progress we have achieved, it will be either under work in progress or unbilled. This current asset of 102 crores has includes such kinds of unbilled and work in progress quantity amount.
Okay, that's all from my side. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. Next question is from line of Darshil Zaveri from Crown Capital Partners. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good evening. Thank you so much for taking my question, sir. Firstly, congratulations on a great set of results, sir. Hopefully, I'm audible.
Yes, sir. You are audible, sir. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hi, sir. So, sir, we've given very clear guidance for this year, but I wanted to ask in terms of FY27, sir, how do we see that as, because I think our, you know, out of the order book, we'll have around 500 to 600 crores worth of order that we'll still have to execute in FY27. So, how do we see that, sir? And we were talking about a major order of, like, I think, so 700-800 crore order. So, what is the status on that, sir?
Yes. Sir, actually, our projections for the year 26-27 is 30% when compared to the progress which we are going to achieve for 25-26, say around 375 to 400 crores. As far as new orders are concerned, it is not a single order. It will be in increments of 50 crore, 100 crore and 300 to 400 crores. Right now, we have firmed up an order of 50 crores and we have emerged as lowest in another 200 crore worth of project. Balance projects are all online and we are moving ahead with our bidding process and evaluation process definitely we will achieve whatever we have assured on May, on June of 2025, that we will bag order to the tune of 800 to 1000 crore, which we will definitely achieve by end of quarter 3 or quarter 4 of this year.
Oh, okay, okay, fair enough, sir. And sir, I think there was a big mineral corporation order that, you know, that was the thing being spoken about last time, sir, from Karnataka. So, is there any status that, you know, we have for that, sir, right now?
The estimate, the project report has been approved, and they are processing for draft tender schedule, and they won't process, and we are following it up regularly. We will back that order shortly. We will announce it as soon as we are right through the tendering process. It's on course, sir.
Okay. So, sir, in general, how much time does it take? Like, we can expect it in the next 5 to 6 months or 3 months? How does this wanted to understand, sir?
In quarter 3 and quarter 4, we will try to back those orders, sir.
Okay, okay, fair enough. And just my last question, sir, is regards to our margin, sir. We, I think, have the best in class, I think, their margins. So, we'll be able to maintain those, or, like, because, you know, people see that, you know, we have such good margins, will other people, you know, try to come in and, there will be a situation of price war for us. That is what I'm trying to expect, like, other players come in and make it more competitive.
Sir, our company has already gained very good technical experience, and we have got very good atmosphere in the market. We will try to compete for only such projects where our project can be maintained in a healthy style. No doubt, there will be a bit of rationalization, but it will not be very big one. It will be a marginal variation, which we will be able to observe in our books of account, and we try to achieve or try to improve upon our PAT margin. And competition, yes, it will be there, but considering our technical expertise and our progress as on today, we don't foresee any trouble in affecting the price margin.
Okay, so we'll be able to maintain around 33% EBITDA margin, right?
Sir? Yes, we will try to achieve it, sir.
Okay.
We will update you based on project to project costing and funding. We are trying to achieve very good execution in projects. We are trying to economize on the cost. We are keeping our expenditure to the minimum so that our healthy margins are maintained.
Okay, okay. That's really helpful, sir. That's it from my side, sir. Thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Next question is from Rana Rishad Dave from Edelweiss Financial Service. Please go ahead.
Sir, I just wanted to know your, if I review your order book, it is highly concentrated on the south region. So, is the company looking forward to for the projects in north or east and west side in India?
Yes, sir. Sir, actually, our government of India has formulated one project by the Atal Jal, where water sustainability, groundwater recharging, and all-round economic development considering the water is the main focus.
Okay.
This Atal Jal program is being implemented in 6 states in India, apart from Karnataka, Maharashtra, Uttar Pradesh, Haryana, Gujarat, and Madhya Pradesh.
Okay.
Where the groundwater recharging is the prime focus, and water sustainability is the core practice which Government of India is trying to implement. And we are trying to contact all our associates in other states, and we are trying to enter into tactical joint venture where our strength is not there, and we try to achieve footprint all over India, especially in these water deficient states where our core focus will be of best advantage, and we can buy good orders considering our technical expertise, which we have done so far.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from Vishal Bardare individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Good evening, sir.
I have Rushabh, sorry to interrupt you. Can you please speak through the handset?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Am I audible properly now?
Yes, sir. You are audible, sir. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, in last con call, you had mentioned that we had bidded for around 1,000 crores in the projects. So, of that, wanted to understand how much value of the tender is opened or out.
As I answered earlier, yes, our total expected order book will be around 1,000 crore for this year. It will be in multiples of either 50 crore, 100 crore or 400 crore. Right now, we have bagged orders worth around 50 crore, both sewage projects, one in Kunigal town, where we have bagged order of 32 crore, and one of water supply projects in Baswan Bagewadi for 20 crore. Apart from that, we have become lowest bidder in four sewage improvement systems in state of Karnataka, valued at 100 crore. And we have become lowest in groundwater recharging project in Belagavi district for another 106 crore. For all these projects, we have emerged either lowest or we have backed the order. It translates to around 256 crore. Apart from that, what I am aiming to back the order, as I was already mentioned earlier, the Karnataka Mineral Exploitation Rehabilitation Fund. That work has gone into draft tender stage and we are regularly following it up. We have done our preliminary survey and we are ready for bidding. Probably we expect that order around 400 crore to come up shortly. We will announce as soon as we back that order. And in the end, under 400 crore worth of estimates are under approval stage, that we will try to announce as soon as we are through to that one. It translates all in all to 1,050 crore, in and around 1,000 crore.
Okay, perfect, sir. Sir, also in state of Maharashtra and UP, we have won some orders. What would be the value of that orders?
No, sir. We are just exploring these projects which are available. There, the prime focus of Government of India is on groundwater recharging and water sustainability. We have got very good technical knowledge and expertise, and we have identified some projects. We are ready to bid for those projects. We will announce as soon as we bag those orders, sir.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. Next question is from Manu Shafat Hussain, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Am I audible, sir?
Yes, you are audible, sir. Please go ahead, sir.
Okay, thank you, sir. Congratulations, sir, on the good set of numbers. As a shareholder of your company, sir, as a shareholder of your company, let me first ask you with regard to cash flow. Talk to us what is happening on that front. Is that just part of the business that you do, or can we see some bit of unwind happening there? What are the major steps you are taking with regard to getting that to improve, if all you can?
We couldn't understand the question. Can you repeat, sir?
Sir, I am asking about with regard to cash flow. What is happening on that front? Is that just part of the business that you do, or can we see some bit of unwind happening there? And what are the major steps that you are taking with regard to getting that to improve, if all you can? Sir, you got it?
Some disturbance is there. I am not able to follow the key point you have raised in the beginning.
Sir, I am asking you a regard to cash flow. What is happening on that front, cash flow?
Yes, sir.
Is that just part of the business that you do? Or can we see some improvement on that front?
Cash flow.
Sir, did you get it?
Yes, sir. 1 minute, sir. So generally, our company is a debt-free model company.
we have not borrowed huge sums except for non-fund based bank guarantees, for which I have to keep some cash reserve as the collateral security. And if at all there is any need for any project-based funding, we go for short-term borrowings, which we try to close it before the end of the year. So as on today, our cash reserve position is very comfortable. We are able to include the project with our own internal generation funds and also IPO funds. And we are not seeing any stress as far as arranging the finance or arranging the cash flow is concerned. Our question is comfortable, sir.
Okay, sir. My last question, sir. Sir, give us the perspective 1 to 3 years. Where do you see your top line go from here?
Yes. Under 30% increase for the year 26-27. It may translate to 375 to 400 crores. And again, under 25 to 30% increase. And we foresee a revenue of around 500 to 525 crores by the end of 27-28.
Okay, okay, sir. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Next question is from the line of Anshul Khare, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yes, my first question is, what is the maximum value or project type we can undertake in our sole capacity?
Around 250 crores.
Around 250 crores. Okay. So, my second question is, have we developed the fundraise via have we deployed the fundraise via IPO, and what is our current working capital cycle?
Sir, we have utilized almost 90% of the funds. We have raised 220.50 crores, and our working capital, what we have earmarked in our prospectus was 150 crores. We have spent 135 crores as on today, sir. And our working cycle is 45 days, sir.
Okay. Just one last question. So, how is our payment arrangement with the government?
Yes, sir. Many of our projects are either under Jal Jeevan Mission or under Amrut Mission, where the contribution of central government is between 40% to 60%. And once the projects are approved and funds are earmarked, that fund will be allocated to that particular project. So right now, we are not foreseeing any crisis in receiving the payment. Our position is comfortable, sir.
Okay. Okay, just one more. What is our order book as on date?
Sir, it is 734 crores, sir.
734?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question is from Lana Prashwa Shah from Mehta Equities. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. I want to ask three questions. First is about revenue growth, and EBITDA margin. What is the factor behind this fast growth of number? Second question is about order succession ratio. What is current order succession ratio? And third question is about Jal Jeevan Mission. Is any slow fund deployment from government? Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Sir, our revenue for the quarter 2 2025 is 742.69 crore. When compared to quarter 2 2024, there is a growth of 53.80%. When compared quarter wise, our quarter 1 revenue of 25 was 672.78 million and it is 742.69 million in quarter 2 2025, indicating 10.39% growth. Since our debt light model, we have got a healthy EBITDA and PAT margin. As on today, for the second quarter, our PAT is 24.61%. And as far as Jal Jeevan Mission is concerned, as I have already explained earlier, once the projects are approved, the funds earmarked for the project are put in place. And with that fund flow, our project do get adequate funds based upon the timely execution of the project. And we have got healthy raw materials which we have procured out of our IPO funds and also our own internal reserves. And we have deployed on the project successfully. And we are getting very good revenue projections for the quarter 3 and quarter 4.
Okay. And what are the main factors that we are gathering good numbers in the revenue growth and in the EBITDA margin? Can you repeat it, sir?
Can you repeat the question, sir?
Yes. What are the factors that we taking all the revenue growth in a revenue right, sir?
Yes, sir. So considering the projects which are on hand, we plan to procure materials in advance. We have got very valued customers like Tata Steel, Jindal, and wealth funds for different kinds of raw materials like MS pipe and ductile iron pipe. And we have got very good cement manufacturers on our vendor list, JK Cement, JSW1. These companies do supply material as and when we require. Once we get the material, we have to heat the MS mild steel pipe or DA pipe for its own treatment as mentioned in the project line, and we deploy those materials on site. Once these materials are put into place, we can raise the invoices and we can submit it to the department, who after due verification and following their own procedure, do release the funds. So in this way, we are able to have a healthy revenue growth, and we can translate into our own order book, sir. And our order book goes on increasing as and when we back the tender. So in this way, our company is going well, sir, and having a light-touch model, it is having a very good profit also in its book, sir.
Right. Thank you, sir, and all the best.
Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from my Utkarsh Kamaya from ICO Water Solutions. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Which government scheme applies to your business? Like, from which government scheme do you get orders?
It is basically Jal Jeevan Mission, partly funded by Government of India, that is providing water supply to rural habitations. Second one is Amrut scheme, wherein we are providing water supply to urban centers. It is also funded partly by Government of India. Third major component of progress is under upgradation of sewage system. Here we are getting entire funds from Government of India under Swachh Bharat and other cleanup program of Government of India. These three are the major sources from which we are getting the orders.
So we've been hearing that government CAPEX has not been up to the mark and this financial year, and their payments are also not coming in time. And that is clogging up the entire supply chain. So can you share your thoughts on this?
Sir, actually, as I have mentioned earlier, since almost all our projects are tied up in one way or other with Government of India scheme, where percentage of contribution will be between 40% to 60%. Suppose if I have got 100 crore order book, 60 crore or 40 crore comes from Government of India. And Government of India is very meticulous in its planning and also financing. And they do release funds, and they expect state government to honor its commitment of balance amount. So Government of Karnataka is also honoring the commitment which Government of India stipulates, and almost all our projects
we are getting timely releases from government of some government sources. And we have not foreseen any such problem or distress due to delayed payment either from government of India or from government of Karnataka.
Okay. And so my other question is regarding your order book. Just to confirm it, currently the order book stands at 734 crores, right?
Yes, sir. Yes.
And the same was 594 in the previous quarter.
Yes, sir. We have completed two projects. We have completed two projects, sir.
Okay.
And we have bagged new orders. So our outstanding order book, we are updating every month and every quarter. So our outstanding order book is 734 crores, sir.
And you expect this to reach 1,000 crores by March 2026, am I right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. See, on conservative scale, yes. And it should be much more than that one, sir.
Okay. And so regarding, you spoke about few orders which you expect to get in the next 3 months or 5 months.
Yes.
I missed out because the voice was cracking. I was on 400 crore order and also some L1 200 crore. Can you please repeat that, please?
Yes, sir. Right now we have bagged orders worth around 52 crores, sir. That is both our upgradation of sewage systems, which we have already started the work. And we have become lowest in two projects, one of 100 crores, where we are going to upgrade again sewage systems in different towns and cities and the Swachh Bharat program of Government of India. And we have bagged one order of 106 crores in Belagavi district, where groundwater recharging is the primary focus. Altogether,
already part of your order book of 734.
No, no, sir. This we are going to get shortly, sir. 52 crores, which I have told earlier, is part of our order book.
Okay.
And that 400 crore worth of order, it is under draft tender schedule stage. We have done our own analysis, and we have prepared our price bid, and we are expecting tenders to be floated, which we are expecting either in quarter 3 or early quarter 4, sir.
Okay. So you expect the entire 400 to win in Q3 or Q4?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Definitely.
So this 400 plus the 50, so total, that's how you reach 1,050 crores?
Yes, sir. So, no, sir. 52 crore we have already won.
Mm-hmm.
Another 206, we have become lowest L1. So altogether will be 256. Under 400 crores, we are bidding right now. Once the tender schedules are approved, it gets loaded in the e-procurement portal, and we have to bid for those works. We have found out our own cost, which is quite economical. And altogether, it will be around 650 crores, sir. And further orders, we are expecting, sir.
And this 206 crores is also not part of order book, sir?
Not part of order book.
So 206 plus 400 we are expecting in the next 6 months. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Can I ask one more question, please?
Yes, please, sir.
Yes. You said, just to confirm, your guidance for FY26 is 300 crores, FY27 is 375 to 400 crores, and FY28 is 500 to 525 crores. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And you expect to maintain this 30% EBITDA margin and 25% PAT margin?
We will try to achieve that kind of margin, sir. Considering our debt-like model and our efficient execution of the project and our economical rate finding for raw materials, all put together, we aim to achieve a little bit this way or that way. We try to achieve same kind of EBITDA and PAT margin, sir.
Okay. And sir, one more question on your operating cash flow. Do you see this improving or it will remain in similar range only?
Sir, it will improve in quarter 4, sir. So now we have almost deployed all our financial resources into project and we are executing the work on fast mode and we expect revenue to realize and definitely we will achieve good progress by end of quarter 3 and early quarter 4, our cash reserves will be improved by the end of the year.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much and best of luck.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for very good question, sir.
Yes.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and 1 to ask a question. Next question is
from the line of Bhavin Jania, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Am I audible?
Yes, sir, you are audible, sir. Please go ahead, sir.
Sir, I just wanted to understand the company's strategy about orders from UP and Maharashtra firstly. And second, my second question would be the 400 crore order which you talked about, no? Is there all this contract will be from Karnataka, or how is the state-wise composition of this 400 crore component?
Sir, in UP and Maharashtra, they are recognized as water deficient states by Government of India, where groundwater recharging is prime focus. Since we have got very good expertise in groundwater recharging, we back to enter into those states. As far as 400 crore order which I am talking, which I am going to bid right now, shortly, we have come state of Karnataka.
Okay, so as of now, company has not put any bidding in UP and Maharashtra?
We are looking into the project, sir, under their e-procurement portals. Some of your projects have been identified. Based on timeline, we will try to compete for those works, sir.
Okay, sir. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. P. Muthujayaswamy, Chairman and Executive Director, for closing comments.
Yes, sir. Sir, it was a very good insightful session. We are happy to announce that our company is doing well, thanks to the interest shown by all the investors, and thanks to PR team, we were able to have a very good question and answer session. I thank from Delta all the investors and also our PR team for having handled a very good interactive session. We hope to achieve better results in coming quarter, and we hope to bag further orders. I do request all my investors to have faith in the company so that we can also grow. Put your money into the company shares. Let shares also grow. Let it bring wealth to the mankind. And we are doing very good socio-economic cost of providing water sustainability and groundwater recharging, which will improve the health of the people. And I do request all the concerned for having showed so much of faith and belief in the company. I thank once and everyone for once and all. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Delta Water and Infra Solutions, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.
Thank you.